This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
RNIB. Supporting people with sight loss.
Episode 4, Numbers and Maths. Welcome to part 4 in our series describing the major differences between Standard English Braille and Unified English Braille. I'm Dave Williams, and welcome back to James Bowden from RNIB.
Hello.
So James, let's start with the basics then. Numbers, they're pretty much as we were.
Basic numbers are still exactly the same. So you've still got dots 3, 4, 5, 6 as what is now called a numeric indicator. We used to call it the number sign. And then you have the letters A to J to represent the digits 1 to 9 and 0.
And how about writing small numbers? And if we wanted to write 0.5, for example?
We mentioned in the previous episode that the decimal point is now exactly the same as the dot. So the decimal point is dots 2, 5 and 6. So 0.5, numeric indicator, it's dots 3, 4, 5, 6. Naught is J. Decimal point is dots 2, 5, 6. And then 5 is E.
So the point now is the same as the full stop.
Exactly.
Now, for big numbers, if we were writing 1,000, sometimes people put a separator in there to make those numbers easier to read. In print, it's sometimes a comma. So how does that work in UEB?
Well, comma is dot 2. So in 1,000, you'd write numeric indicator, which is dots 3, 4, 5, 6.
Number sign.
Number sign, if you like. 1, comma, dot 2. 0, 0, 0. So that's numeric sign, A, dot 2, JJJ.
So this is quite important, really, that people practice this, because there's a big difference, obviously. If you were writing 1,000, it could look like 1.000.
Yeah, the important thing to remember is the comma is a comma is a comma, whether it's text or numbers, and the decimal point is the same as a dot, whether it's text or numbers. So comma is dot 2 no matter where, and decimal point full stop is lower D no matter where.
Now, the mathematical signs, plus, minus, multiplication and divide, there's been some slight changes there.
That's right. They're basically pretty much the same, but they now all start with a dot 5. So plus is dot 5 lower F, minus is dot 5 lower C, dot 3, 6, times is dot 5 lower H, and equals is dot 5 lower G. Now you'll notice I skipped over the divide sign. That's the odd one out here. Divided by is now dot 5 and the ST sign, so that's dot 5 followed by dots 3 and 4. Now, another thing to say about these signs is the spacing of mathematical signs. If I had a sum like 3 plus 5 equals 8, don't space either side on the plus, and do space both sides of the equals. So 3 plus 5, no spaces, and then space equals space 8, to make the equal sign stand out.
So the plus, minus, multiplication and equals, they're similar to the old signs. It's just dot 5 instead of dots 5, 6.
That's right. The odd one out is the divided by sign, which is dot 5 and then ST sign.
Speaking of division then, how do we write fractions?
So fractions, you would write with the number sign or the numeric indicator, then the top part, and then the ST sign, and the bottom part, like this. How about a half? You do the number sign or numeric indicator, and then 1, then ST sign, and then an ordinary 2. So that's number sign A, ST sign B. Now, there are no lower numbers anymore in fractions, because they could have been confused with punctuation marks, especially if you're using a machine to do the translation. So let's give you another example. 9 3/4, number sign 9, number sign 3, ST sign 4.
All right, then. Before we ring off, let's look at how we would write a telephone number.
Yeah, sure. This is similar to large numbers in print if they put spaces between the numbers. So it doesn't matter if it's a telephone number or just a big number. Let's take the RNIB helpline number 0303 123 9999, and I paused there wherever there's a space. So to save a cell, we write the number sign 0303, and then a dot 5 indicates there's a space within a number. So dot 5, 123, dot 5, 9999. So the number sign at the beginning, numeric indicator at the beginning, 0303, dot 5, 123, dot 5, 9999.
And that, of course, is the number you call if you would like more information about Unified English Braille or just about Braille in general from RNIB in the UK. That's 0303 123 9999. Or, of course, you can go online to the RNIB's Braille website at rnib.org.uk/braille. Next time, James has promised to help me make sense of my bank statements and recipes. So until then, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.